What's up, guys? So, welcome back. Oh, hello. Welcome back to the pod, you pog champs. Why does that keep doing that? I'm very confused. So, I don't even know why I said welcome back to the pod. Welcome to Dipstick. This is my first recording for the podcast. On this, we're going to be talking about, like, sports and everyday stuff, you know, what's going on in the world, how's everybody doing, and, if you guys want anything else, I mean, you guys can shoot me a comment, and, we'll talk about whatever you guys really want to talk about. So, this isn't my real voice. I'm not going to be putting out my real voice until, I don't know, whenever I feel like it. Because you guys aren't my mom or my dad or whoever the fuck you want to be. So, yeah, on this pod, we're going to be talking about, like, sports and stuff, you know? And if you guys have any suggestions about anything, seriously, let me know. I'll write them down and we'll go over them. So, welcome to the pod. This is Dipstick. And my name is Dip. That's going to be my name till I decide to tell you what my real name is. So yeah, like I said, we'll just be talking about whatever. Right now, at least, until, people start listening and, we start doing some stuff. Alright, so, I think we're gonna start it off. I'm looking at it now. 50 slang terms only people over the age of 25 will understand. Oh, Cheech and Chong. So, the first one out of the 50 is Cool Beans. So, Cool Beans. Hold on. No, wait. Never mind. Ooh. Never mind. Not Cool Beans. Ankle Biter. Hey, Ankle Biter. So, Ankle Biter. If you want to describe an annoying little child in the 1950s, you might call them an ankle biter. The term is likely inspired by small dogs who have been known to nip at ankles and pants. Wow. I've actually used ankle biter a couple times. I use it on my little itty bitty dog, but yeah, that's, I hear this one a lot. Here we go. As if is rumored to have been a phrase used in the LGBTQ community before it was co-opted in the 1990s by Cher Horowitz in the movie Clueless, officially erasing the phrase's origins. As if can mean various things, such as I doubt it or yeah, right. The enduring legacy of Clueless as a cult classic solidified the phrase in our culture's everyday regularly still used word today. That's a cool one. Alright. Bangin'. Yeah, I've used bangin' a lot. Alright, bangin'. Oh, sorry. Bangin' is a word that gained popularity in the 1990s as a word used to describe someone or something as attractive. Ooh. One might also use the word to describe something exciting or fun, such as that house party was banging. Yeah. I can say I've used banging a lot. It's been a word. Booyah. Oh yeah, booyah. Booyah was coined in the 1990s to express excitement and happiness, while it's not known who exactly first came up with the phrase, "There are two well-known pop culture characters who made it popular"? Disney character Ron Stoppable frequently used "Booyah" on the show Kim Possible, and ESPN anchor Stuart Scott, also used the word and his catchphrase. Cool. So, yeah, "Booyah" is a very used word. Ooh, here we go. Catch you on the flip side. This was very popular in the 1970s as it referred to flipping a vinyl record over to the B-side. The phrase means "see you later. Catch you on the flip side." That shit is amazing. I love saying that. It's like, you're like, "Yo, I'll see you later, bro. Catch you on the flip side." Or yeah, just say, "Catch you on the flip side, bro." I love that shit. Makes me feel good about myself sometimes. So, Cheddar. Ooh, Cheddar. Cheddar was an interesting way to refer money in the 1950s. The slang term came about because at the time Americans received lumps of cheese with their welfare checks. I would not want a lump of cheese with my welfare checks. I mean, it's food, but like, come on. So yeah, cheddar is a very commonly used word. Cowabunga, oh yeah. Cowabunga. Although you might associate it with the 1990s, cowabunga first entered the pop culture lexicon in the 1960s when it was used on the Howdy Doody show. It eventually made its way into surf culture, which can be credited to the show because one of the characters would yell the phrase when he would surf into the ocean. The word, which is generally used as an adventurous exclamation, say when you're encouraging a giant wave. My cursor was in the way. Encountering a giant wave, I'm such an idiot. Resurfaced into the late 1980s when Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles brought it back into the mainstream. Fucking Michelangelo, that guy. Cowabunga, dudes. It was insane. So, yeah. Cowabunga. I love that word. Crib. Ooh, here's a good one. A crib is not just a baby sleeps, or where a baby sleeps. It's slang for the entire house. Shakespeare can be credited with this meaning because he was the first one to use the term to describe a small dwelling. However, MTV was the one who cemented the term thanks to MTV Cribs, where celebrities showed off where they supposedly live. I honestly think half the celebrities that were on MTV Cribs weren't actually their cribs. But some of them were, and they are very nice cribs, I'm gonna be honest. That shit is rocking. Eat my shorts, you bitch. Eat My Short comes out of the 1980s when it was altered by Bender in the teen film classic The Breakfast Club. The phrase was also used as the name of a song by comedian Rick Dees. After that Eat My Shorts became a catchphrase of Bart's on The Simpsons, it is supposed to be used as an insult or comeback during the argument. Eat my shorts, bitch. But yeah, so Far Out. Far Out is associated with the 1970s slang for very cool or exciting. It reportedly entered the vernacle during the 1950s in reference to avant-garde jazz. Sorry, I can't read it there. Gravy. If you call something gravy, you're really saying it's great. The word originally comes from the Old English, when it was used to express that one's life was good because he or she had the luxury of gravy with food. That's crazy. I did not know that. Groovy. Groovy may invoke associates with the 1960s, but the word is eventually from the 1920s. Back then, the term referred to music that was partially good. See also groovy. Groovy. Partially good. I'm a fucking idiot. I swear to God, I can't read. Its popularity lasted well into the 1960s when groovy was used to call anything or anyone outstanding or nice. Mike Myers' character in the popular Austin Powers film franchise frequently calls things and people groovy to express appreciation. Dude, Austin Powers was a hella good movie that I used to watch. I still watch it till this day. It's an amazing term. Yeah. Groovy. Another one. Let's Roll. Let's Roll was incredibly popular in the 1990s, and it's slang for let's get out of there. Get out of here. It was a phrase that was used in multitude of TV shows and movies, including The Transformers, Adam 12, and the end of, I don't know. If you guys didn't know, 9/11, Flight 93, the plane that went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, I forget what his name was. Hold on, I'm gonna leave you guys with some music. Hold on. Alright, I think I got it. Todd Beamer was the guy that said, "Let's roll," to one of the people on the other side of the phone. I forget what her name was. But yeah, he before they stormed the cockpit, he said, "Let's roll," and they ended up taking down Flight 93. Very patriotic moment for America, in my opinion. It was very devastating and sad, but at the same time, it brought a lot of courage to America when they heard that he said that. So yeah, it's very interesting. Ooh, here we go. Totally rad. In the 1980s, everything was totally rad. Totally rad. It's a shortened form of radical, and its other term popularized by Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and the surfer dude brand of coolness. Totally rad. So yeah, it was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Another Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles thing, Tubular, came about in the 1970s when surfers started to use it to describe something great. The phrase made a major splash in the 80s and was another common phrase said by the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Totally tubular, dude. I love Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It was such a good show. I mean, it still is. I mean, I don't know if they're making them anymore, but yeah, the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was amazing. Here's a good one. Whack. Whack. Sometimes cited as being short or short for wacky, the term whack is used in urban slang to refer something that is lousy or lame. Before becoming popular in the 1980s, it was used to refer to someone who is crazy. In an episode of Friends, Joey is preparing for an audition to play a 19-year-old character and tells Chandler his PlayStation is whack. Whack. Yeah, I think that's going to be it for that. That's going to be kind of boring. It's like me on a Saturday night. I'm kind of boring, you know. Okay. Oh, here we go. Nah. Do you guys want to look at some sports? Let's look at some sports. So. Sports. Boom. Look at that. Beautiful. Breaking top sports news. What was that? I think that was my butt. My butt went boom. I love when my butt goes boom. Did I say that out loud? Shit. My bad, guys. Ooh, yeah. All right, so, sporting news. All right, let's see what there is. Does that sound different? Does it sound different? I don't think it does. Hello? No. I don't think it really does. I think it's just like a casing, like a muffling casing. Like you guys, like, you can't really. It's more like distinct, I guess. Hold on. Hello? Wait. Ooh. Oh, yeah. I don't even really know what this does. It's just kind of like a something. I guess. Does it, like, go really up close to it? Are you supposed to go, like, really up on it? I don't know. Alright, so, in other news, Jaden Daniels Jaden Daniels outduels Caleb Williams in dramatic battle of rookie QB. Ooh. That's crazy. So Sorry, guys, I have, like, I don't know, ADHD? Something like that. I don't know. Who the fudge? If I ever saw that in person, you best believe I'm beating the shit out of it. Yeah, there's not really any, like, Steelers and that's tonight. That's right. Steelers and New York Giants play tonight. I don't know what time. Does it say? Ooh. Steelers are very high to win this game. That's, oh, Steelers are 5-2. Baltimore Ravens, 5-3. Cincinnati Bengals, 3-5. Cleveland Browns, 2-6. Now, this is all AFC North. AFC South, Houston is 6-2. Indianapolis Colts are 4-4. Jacksonville Jaguars are 2-6, and Tennessee Titans are 1-6. That's AFC South. Tennessee Titans are getting their asses kicked. Ooh, AFC West. I think this is bullshit. Kansas City is 7-0. There's no way. Like, no actual way. Denver's 5-3. Los Angeles Chargers are 4-3, and Las Vegas Raiders are 2-6. Is there anything else? Alright, so, oh no, it's at 8:15. So yeah, today, Pittsburgh plays, New York Giants, the 2-5, fourth in the AFC East. And Pittsburgh is 5-2 in AFC North. That's pretty cool, I guess. I would not be able to tell you. Oh, wait. Let's look at NFC. Ooh. No, I don't really want to look at the NFC. Is there anything on playoffs yet? So fuck you. KFC is leaders. Of course they are. Sucking dicks, or sucking refs dicks, or where it's at. So Daniel Jones is at 1442 on passing yards. Justin Fields is only 1106. But here's the thing. Justin Fields has had 5 touchdowns. Daniel Jones has had 6, but at the same time, Daniel Jones has had 4 interceptions. Justin Fields has only had 1. Now, George Pickens is at 474. I thought he was a little bit more than that. He's only had 1 touchdown. He has an average of 15 yards and 31 receiving. Nicky Narbers. Yeah, Nabos. Narbers. I don't know how to say that name. Maliki Nabers has 39 receiving, 11 yard average, and 3 touchdowns. Wow, this is gonna be, it's very odd. Points against per game. Wow, that's crazy. 30 yards against per game. Wow. Passing yards against per game. Wow, Giants are just getting crushed this year. Rushing yards against per game. Steelers is 2nd with 81. New York Giants 23rd with 138. That's crazy. Oh, Wow, they have more sacks. So sacks, New York Giants is first with 31. Steelers are 22nd with 15. Interceptions, New York Giants only have one. Now Steelers have 9. Points scored per game. Giants are 31st. Steelers are 17th. Total yards per game. Is there any other games for tonight? Pretty sure there is. Oh yeah. Now they're all pretty much done. We'll check just to make sure. So yeah, Philadelphia's done. They won against Cincinnati. Oh wow, it's just Steelers and New York Giants tonight. All right. And it's prime time Monday game. Yeah, I'm probably not staying up all night for that. Well, not really all night, but I don't know. Well, let's see what else is here. Let's go to standings. Oh, wait. Yeah. Hold on. All right. So, yeah. AFC North Pittsburgh. Okay. So, AFC East. It goes Buffalo, Miami, New England, New York Jets. AFC North. It goes Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Cleveland. AFC South, it goes Houston, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Tennessee. AFC West, it goes Kansas City, Denver, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas. So we can go to NFC. NFC East, it goes Washington, Philadelphia, Dallas, New York Giants. NFC North, it goes Detroit, Green Bay, Minnesota, and Chicago. NFC South, it goes Atlanta, Tampa Bay, New Orleans, and Carolina. NFC West, it goes Arizona, San Francisco, Seattle, and LA Rams. Wow. Is there anything about playoffs yet? Yeah. All right, so wild card, is Denver, Baltimore, and Los Angeles Chargers. So yeah, they have the wild card. NFC leaders are Detroit, Washington, Atlanta, and Arizona. Wild card also, wait, hold on. Sorry. Okay. AFC leaders are Kansas City, Houston, Buffalo, Pittsburgh. Then their three wild card are Denver, Baltimore, and LA Chargers. And then NFC leaders are Detroit, Washington, Atlanta, Arizona. Then their wild cards are Green Bay, Minnesota, Philadelphia. So yeah, that's pretty impressive. What's, oh wait, wrong thing. God damn it. I'm gonna beat it like. All right. Is there anything on NHL right now? Like hockey? Is there. Oh, wait. Hold on. I think there's one today. All right. Sorry, I had to take like a second to do break. Fantasy football. Do I have a fantasy football? I don't think I do. I really don't think I do. Like, it kind of makes me upset, you know? Like, I really want... Do some ASMR with that shit. I don't even know what that was, to be honest. Yeah, let's create a league. Anybody want to join my fantasy football league that I haven't started yet? Because I'm just that good. Like, I don't even need a fantasy football team to get some points. I don't even know what the fuck a fantasy football team does. Oh, so, you know what? While I'm trying to find stuff, I'm gonna tell you a little bit about myself. So, my name for you guys is Dip. That's all you're gonna get. I go to school. I'm a part of JROTC, if you guys know what that means. You probably don't, which I'm not gonna say anything. But yeah. I'm a part of a thing called JROTC. I used to wrestle, I used to play football, then I got a head concussion, and it's very trippy sometimes. I tried playing last year, my ninth grade year, and it didn't work out too well. I kept getting hit, and it just kept hurting really bad, so, and, when, now, I just do JROTC and hoping to go to the military when I get out of high school. Well, before going to the military, I actually hope to get into an ROTC. I'm not one of those weird, like, I'm a funny guy. I don't give a shit about anything. One thing I will not talk about on this podcast is politics, religion, and the Great Pumpkin. And if you don't know where that comes from, then you better start watching Charlie Brown. And Halloween is coming up Thursday. I'm super excited for that. It's going to be a fun one if you know how to dress up and scare the shit out of little kids. I love doing it. Like, I usually dress up like a pink dinosaur. It's the greatest thing ever. And I help pass out candy. But, this year, I'm probably going to do the pink dinosaur, but, I don't know what I'm going to dress up after that. So, yeah, that's about me, and I think I'm going to end off this podcast. And, yeah, so, welcome, and, I hope to see you guys in the later future. Peace.